आकाशवाणी प्रेजेंट्स मॉर्निंग न्यूज। गुड मॉर्निंग, आई एम अभिषेक मुखोपाध्याय। द हेडलाइंस। प्राइम मिनिस्टर नरेंद्र मोदी टू फॉर्मली इनॉग्रेट 18th प्रवासी भारतीय दिवस कन्वेंशन एट जनता मैदान इन भुवनेश्वर दिस मॉर्निंग। इंडियन अफगानिस्तान तालिबान गवर्नमेंट होल्ड टॉक्स इन दुबई। New Delhi conveys its readiness to respond to urgent developmental needs of Afghan people. ISRO again postpones docking experiment of its two satellites under SpaceX mission. At least 6 people killed and 40 injured in a stampede at Tirupati in Andhra Pradesh. Cold wave conditions intensify in North India. IMD warns of further dip in temperature. And in Hockey India League, Tamil Nadu Dragons beat Team Gonasika 6-5 in Rourkela. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will formally inaugurate the 18th Pravasi Bharatiya Divas Convention at Bhubaneswar this morning. The theme of this year's Pravasi Bharatiya Divas Convention is Diaspora's Contribution to a Viksit Bharat. A large number of Indian diaspora members from several countries are participating in the convention. Several union ministers, including Dr. S. Jayashankar, Ashwani Vaishnav, Jewel Oram and Chief Minister of Odisha, Mohan Charan Majhi, will be attending the convention today. We have more from a correspondent.
After inaugurating the Pravasi Bharatiya Divas Convention, Prime Minister Narendra Modi will also virtually flag off the inaugural journey of the Pravasi Bharatiya Express, a special tourist train for the Indian diaspora. The train, conducted under the Pravasi Tirtha Darshan Yojana, will depart from the Nizamuddin Railway Station in Delhi and will travel to multiple destinations of tourism and religious importance in India for a period of 3 weeks. President Draupadi Murmu is also scheduled to arrive in Bhubaneswar today to attend the valedictory function of the convention tomorrow. The President will confer the Pravasi Bharatiya Samman upon members of the Indian diaspora to recognize their achievements in various fields. The 3-day Pravasi Bharatiya Divas kicked off yesterday with the inauguration of Yuva Pravasi Bharatiya Divas. Prakash Das, Akashwani News, Bhubaneswar.
Akashwani Delhi will broadcast commentary of the inaugural event today. It can be heard on Indraprastha, FM Gold and Akashwani Live News 24/7 from 9:55 a.m. onwards. This broadcast will also be streamed live on Akashvani's YouTube channel, Akashvani AIR. Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri and Acting Foreign Minister of Afghanistan, Maulavi Amir Khan Muttaqi, discussed various issues pertaining to bilateral relations as well as regional developments in Dubai yesterday. External Affairs Ministry said in a statement that in the meeting, Foreign Secretary underlined India's historic friendship with the Afghan people and the strong people-to-people contacts between the two countries. He conveyed India's readiness to respond to the urgent developmental needs of the Afghan people. The two sides evaluated the ongoing Indian humanitarian assistance programs. The Afghan minister appreciated and thanked the Indian leadership for continuing to engage and support the people of Afghanistan. Indian Space Research Organization ISRO has further postponed the docking experiment of its two satellites rotating in low Earth orbit under the SpaceX mission. The space agency has tweeted that the decision to postpone docking was taken due to the detection of excess drift between the two satellites. The drift was observed when ISRO undertook a maneuver to reduce the distance between the satellites to 225 meters. ISRO had earlier scheduled docking of satellites on January 7th and thereafter today. The tweet says that both the satellites SDX-01, also known as a Chaser, and SDX-02, also known as a Target, are safe and functioning normally. The ISRO rocket PSLV C-60 had successfully placed the satellites in its intended orbit on December 30th. Union Minister for Road Transport and Highways Nitin Gadkari will be on a day-long visit to Madhya Pradesh today. Mr. Gadkari will review various ongoing road projects in Indore. We have more from a correspondent.
Union Minister for Road Transport and Highways Nitin Gadkari will inspect the construction work of the 4-lane Tejaji Nagar Balwada section of Indore-Khandwa National Highway today. Mr. Gadkari will inspect the National Automotive Test Track NATTRAX in Pithampur and participate in various events organized here. He will launch BAFA SAE India 2025 competition and inaugurate M BAFA and H BAFA vehicles. He will also hold a meeting of National Highway Authority officers in Indore and review the ongoing works. During his stay in Indore, he will also visit Srinath Temple. Sanjeev Sharma, Akashwani News, Bhopal.
Union Minister for Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Shivraj Singh Chauhan met with Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman in New Delhi to discuss key issues ahead of the upcoming Union Budget. Speaking to the media after the meeting, Mr. Chauhan shared that they reviewed the budgets of four crucial sectors: agriculture, rural development, the Indian Council of Agricultural Research and land resources.
खेती में किसानों के साथ, प्रोसेसिंग के काम में लगे रहने वाले लोगों के साथ, स्टेक होल्डर्स के साथ इस बार हमने व्यापक विचार विमर्श किया और अगला बजट कृषि के लिए कैसा आना चाहिए, ग्रामीण विकास के लिए कैसा आना चाहिए, रिसर्च में, कृषि के क्षेत्र में, अनुसंधान के क्षेत्र में और क्या क्या होना चाहिए, इस पर व्यापक चर्चा की थी। उसी आधार पर वित्त मंत्री जी से भेंट करके हमने बजट में इन विभागों के लिए क्या क्या बेहतर हो सकता है उसके सुझाव दिए हैं।
This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. In Andhra Pradesh, six people died and about 40 people injured in a stampede at the token issuing counter in Tirupati last evening, ahead of the Vaikuntha Ekadashi Darshanam, scheduled from the 10th to the 12th of January. The injured people have been hospitalized. The Vaikuntha Ekadashi Darshan is considered auspicious by the devotees, and the Tirumala Tirupati Devasthanam, TTD, has organized 94 counters at three different locations in Tirupati for issuing of 1,20,000 tokens. The stampede happened at the token issuing counter set up near the Ramanaidu School in Tirupati town. Chief Minister N. Chandrababu Naidu condoled the deaths and directed the officials to provide best medical care to the injured. He will visit Tirupati this afternoon and review the situation. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has expressed grief over the stampede in Tirupati. In a social media post, he said his thoughts are with those who have lost their near and dear ones. Mr. Modi also prayed for the speedy recovery of the injured. He added that the state government is providing all possible assistance to those affected. Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav has launched a pair of special songs by Akashvani and Doordarshan dedicated to the Mahakumbh in Delhi. The special composition by Akashvani encapsulates the spiritual, cultural and religious significance of the Mahakumbh through a harmonious blend of music and lyrical presentation. The song has been sung by Ratan Prasanna with the music of Santosh Nahar and Ratan Prasanna.
Jai Mahakum, Jai Mahakum, Jai Mahakum, Jai Mahakum, Pag Pag Jai Kara Mahakum, Tan Kumb Kumb, Man Kumb Kumb, Jeevan Sara Ab Kumb Kumb,
Jai Mahakum, Jai Mahakum, Pag Pag Jai Kara Mahakum, Tan Kumb Kumb, Man Kumb Kumb, Jeevan Sara Ab Kumb Kumb.
इस सत्य सनातन धारा का सौभाग्य हमारा महाकुंभ जय महाकुंभ पग पग जयकारा महाकुंभ
जय महाकुंभ जय महाकुंभ पग पग जयकारा महाकुंभ तन कुंभ कुंभ मन कुंभ कुंभ जीवन सारा अब कुंभ कुंभ.
The theme song Mahakumbh Hai, produced by Doordarshan, is sung by Padma Shri Kailash Kher. The song encapsulates the spirit of devotion, celebration and the vibrant cultural essence of the Mahakumbh. Prasar Bharati Chairman Navneet Kumar Sehgal, Prasar Bharati CEO Gaurav Dwivedi, Director General of Doordarshan Kanchan Prasad and Director General of Akashvani Dr. Pragya Paliwal Gaur were also present on the occasion. Mahakumbh 2025 has been held from 13th of January to 26th of February at Prayagraj. On to some weather update. Cold wave conditions have intensified in most parts of North India. India Meteorological Department has warned that temperature in the region is likely to dip further. Due to a western disturbance, there is a possibility of rain and snowfall in parts of northwest India later in the week. According to IMD, cold wave conditions are expected to prevail over Himachal Pradesh, Punjab, Rajasthan, West Madhya Pradesh, Jammu, Kashmir, Ladakh, Gilgit, Baltistan and Muzaffarabad for the next 2 days. Our Srinagar correspondent reports that the Kashmir region is currently reeling under 40-day harshest winter period Chile Kalan since December 21st last year.
Traffic department said subject to fair weather and good road condition, the vehicular traffic will be allowed to ply on both sides of Srinagar-Jammu National Highway. The one-way traffic movement from Kargil to Srinagar will be allowed today. The Mughal Road is successively closed for 12th day due to snow accumulation. Tariq Rathar, Akashwani News, Srinagar.
In Himachal Pradesh, cold wave continues due to dense fog in the morning and evening in the plains. We have more from a correspondent.
Due to light snowfall on the high peaks of the state in the past few days and dense fog in the morning and evening in the lower areas, a drop in temperature has been recorded. The minimum temperature is being recorded below the freezing point at the most places in the tribal areas of the state. The meteorological department has predicted the clear weather till 10th January, while a yellow alert of cold wave has also been issued due to dense fog and frost at different places in lower district, Bilaspur, Mandi, Una and Kangra. Rajkumari Chandil, Akashwani News, Shimla.
On to some sports news now. In Hockey India League, Tamil Nadu Dragons registered a 6-5 win over Team Gona Sika at the Birsa Munda Hockey Stadium in Rourkela yesterday. Dutch drag flicker Jip Jensen's hat-trick guided Tamil Nadu Dragons to the second spot on the standings with 9 points in 4 matches. We have a report.
Hyderabad Tufan secured a crucial 3-0 win over UP Rudras.
Goal hai, kamal hai, dhamal hai, Shilanand Lakda, 3-0 se aage Hyderabad Tufan.
Yip Jansen scored a memorable hat-trick as Tamil Nadu Dragons edged past Team Gona Sika with 6-5 in an 11-goal thriller in Hockey India League on Wednesday.
11th goal match ka, 6-5 se lead mein Tamil Nadu Dragons.
Yip Jansen from Tamil Nadu Dragons and Dominic Dixon from Hyderabad Tufans became player of the match. Vedanta Kalinga Lancers will face Team Gona Sika today at 8:15 p.m. You can listen to daily report on Hockey India League on Akashwani. This is Pratishtha Jain for Akashwani News.
In summer news from the world of sports, New Zealand cricketer Martin Guptill announced his retirement from international cricket at the age of 38. We have a detailed report on his career and the Indian Super League's fixture today.
Guptill's career spanned around 14 years, during which he played a total of 367 matches and smashed 23 international tens. He holds the record for the highest individual score in an ODI World Cup match. Guptill played an innings of 237. This is also the highest individual by a Kiwi batter in ODI cricket. He was also the highest T20I run scorer for New Zealand. Moving on to the world of football, in the Indian Super League, Chennaiyan FC will host Odisha in Chennai today. The match is scheduled to begin at 7:30 p.m. With Omvesh Upadhyay, Chirag Jha, Akashwani News, Delhi.
In the Malaysia Open Badminton, India's Dhruv Kapila and Tanisha Krasto faced a setback in the mixed doubles round of 16 after losing to the 7-seeded Chinese pair of Xing Zhang and Qi Zhang 13-21-20-22 in Kuala Lumpur this morning. And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Shagun Chopra.
Thank you, Abhishek. The inauguration of the Youth Pravasi Divas at Bhuvaneshwar is covered by most of the dailies. The Statesman, quoting External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar, says youth are the core of Viksit Bharat vision. Prime Minister unveils projects worth 2 trillion rupees in Andhra Pradesh, reports Business Standard. In another story, the paper writes, India's AI push gains force amid Prime Minister's power talks with tech leaders. India Maldives eye defense cooperation as ties improve, states Hindustan Times. India, EU commit to uphold human rights and democracy, reports the Times of India. All hell will break out in West Asia if hostages in Gaza not freed by January 20. Trump warns Hamas, notes the Asian Age. And finally, on V. Narayanan being appointed new chairman of ISRO, the Tribune writes, cryogenic tech expert, next ISRO chairman. And with that, it's back to you, Abhishek.
Thank you, Shagun. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to formally inaugurate 18th Pravasi Bharatiya Divas Convention at the Janta Maidan in Bhubaneswar this morning. Indian Afghanistan's Taliban government hold talks in Dubai. New Delhi conveys its readiness to respond to urgent developmental needs of the Afghan people. ISRO again postpones docking experiment of its 2 satellites under SPADAX mission. At least 6 people killed and 40 injured in a stampede at Tirupati in Andhra Pradesh. Cold wave conditions intensify in North India. IMD warns of further dip in temperature. And in Hockey India League, Tamil Nadu Dragons beat Team Gona Sika 6-5 in Rourkela. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.